Before the World Sleeps, a piano suite in 18 pieces divided into four sections, composed in 2023 by Vancouver-based Alfredo Santa Anna and performed by pianist Miranda Wong. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of great music and great recordings, heard regularly at this time on your local campus and community radio station, as well as on the YouTube channel Talking Albums. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. For our major feature on the second half of the show, I have for you what is quintessentially some of the best night music ever composed, the overture and incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn's music for the play bears two opus numbers, not one, but there's a good reason. At first, and at the age of 17, Mendelssohn composed a concert overture to Shakespeare's Great Dream play. That was in 1826. This overture is probably the most ebullient concert overture ever composed. The fact that its composer was 17 at the time he composed it impressed the English music historian Charles Grove so much, he stated that this overture was the greatest marvel of early maturity that the world has ever seen in music. The overture to A Midsummer Night's Dream was published as Opus 21. 16 years later, in 1842, when Mendelssohn was 33 years old, he was commissioned by King Frederick William IV of Prussia to provide incidental music for a staging of A Midsummer Night's Dream in German at the New Palace in Potsdam, which was to take place in 1843. Of course, Mendelssohn was going to include his previous overture and make reference to it in the additional music he composed. Remarkably, Mendelssohn matched his youthful enthusiasm in his incidental music so that even though 16 years separated from the overture, everything sounds like they were one whole concept. The incidental music was published as Opus 61. It's not unusual for the sung bits of the incidental music to be performed in either German or English. Mendelssohn's vocal music often was, considering his popularity in England. But he had an ear for English, and the setting of Shakespeare's original text does not sound awkward in the least. Something else not unusual is to often have the music performed in concert or on recording, with snippets of the play narrated in between movements. I have such a recording for you to hear. This one features the American actor Inga Swenson, who is most likely known by many as the person who played the character of Gretchen Krauss, the sardonic chef who was a foil of Benson Dubois in the television comedy Benson. The musical performers in this recording are soprano Arlene Saunders, mezzo-soprano Helen Vanni, and the Boston Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, all conducted by Eric Leinsdorf. Here then is the overture and incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. Thank you.
If you will patiently dance in our round and see our moonlight revels, go with us. If not, shun me, and I will spare your haunts. Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through flood, through fire. I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moonosphere, and I serve the fairy queen to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall, her pensioners be. In their gold coats, spots you see. Those be rubies, fairy favors. In those freckles live their savors. Some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear.